tell me it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
頭がそうはダメに定まわん。
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Whoa, Dad. This is the Hound. And I'm back. And, recovering from a midweek meltdown. A little post-full moon meltdown routine there. Anyway, that was our instrumental set. Counting from the tail end back, Travis Wammack with How Sweet It Is. Andy Anderson and his Dawnbreakers with Chop Suey. Hey, the echo just died. The Fallouts with Satellite. The Breakers with Super Jet Rumble. And we open up with the Torquays and Rompin'. Hey, something happened now. Hey, Denois. We've achieved, you bet. Anyway, well, we gave most of the morning petting zoo the week off. So Il Bruch is down in New Orleans. Andy's getting the car painted, and Dee Dee's probably at work. So we moved Denois up to the front.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on?
You tell me.
How was your week?
It was hard. It was a hard working week. You know, I'm doing the regular guy thing on the subway every day. And
a working man can't get nowhere today.
Yeah, a working man's blues. But I'm okay. And you? Good week, bad week?
Stupid and evil.
Well, but
venal.
That's kind of always the case.
Yeah, I know.
More often than not.
Where are you going to have to hang? Well, guys, you might have to bear with me if I fall under the counter today.
Shoot you, why don't we?
Yes, just shoot me. Well, we do have the Hillbilly Hangover that we didn't get to last week. We got a Blues Hangover. A Soul Caboose, which we haven't done in ages.
Right.
A proper VOM, because we have a State of the Vibe report coming in.
We do have a Vibe.
In. The Vibe Meister is back from Europe.
Yep, I've spoken with him, put my hands in the wounds.
So be careful when you're out in the bars. He's on the loose. In fact, the Delores Roscoe and the Delores are playing a gig today, maybe
right now.
At Livingston College. If you're anywhere near there, I don't know where that is.
After the fireworks there, they're having fireworks there too, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And right after the fireworks, they're going to go on.
Roscoe's going to drop his pants and fire a rocket. Anyway, then we're going to do our news, and then we're going to tell you how we feel about everything. Aren't you thrilled? This is WFMU East Orange, and kick it off with Big Danny Oliver. Sapphire.
Put your foot on the brake, Jake. You're going too fast. Put your foot on the brake, Jake. You never will last. Slow down. Take your big foot off of the gas. Only thing on your mind is to go, go, go. But to make better time with me, go slow up, brake, Jake. You're getting too bold. Well, say brake, Jake. Your gas is gonna hold. You'll be seen before you get old. Let's go now. Thank you. fast or slow. Don't have to tell him giddy up or whoa. But OJ, you're making a big mistake. Put on the brake, Jake. You're going too fast. Leave it at your wake, Jake. You never will last. Slow down. Take your big foot off of the gas. Off of the gas. Off of the gas. Off of the gas. Man, that better shake, Jake.
That is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
She'll always try to make a fool of you. So when she do wrong, don't waste no time. Clean up
out and stop her from lying. Get up,
get tough.
I get up,
yeah, I get up.
I get up,
get tough.
I get up,
get tough, man.
I get up,
oh, get tough.
Now, if she treat her nice, she will dog the fella. If you treat her bad, she will love you better. Let that woman know you meant what you say. And if you don't do it, go upside her head.
Get tough.
Yeah, get tough.
I get tough.
Get up.
I get tough.
Get tough.
I get tough.
I whoop her head.
I get tough.
Be the best, but treat her just like you do all the rest. I just let her know that you don't care. If you see her
in a bad fight, I help the bad
get tough.
Get tough.
I get tough.
I help the bad get tough.
I get tough.
Yeah, get tough.
I get tough.
Oh, get tough.
I get tough.
Get tough.
A woman, just get her straight. Cause if you don't, you just won't be bait. Now if you did the trick, don't say you didn't know. Pray and hope you won't no more.
I get tough,
get tough.
I get tough,
I'm gone, man, and get tough.
I get tough,
get tough.
I get tough,
get tough.
I get tough,
yeah, get tough.
I get tough,
get tough.
Clean out.
Clean.
Man, you got the books out of here.
Get up, man. Get tough.
You ain't going to jail.
And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
Woo! Goodness gracious, we gone to Mars.
Well, I'm the first man to land on Mars, and know I can see him called Mr. Van Gogh. So
told him, "Boss, it's your blood I crave." And Mr. Purple Pete needed more juice. The full moon changed and the wolf did too. Didn't need him. No, Bob and all.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
Without you, Mabel, in years is 99. Yeah, look out, Mabel, you're swinging much too low. Yeah, look out, Mabel, you're swinging much too low. Yeah, come on and kiss me, Mabel. Right by the kitchen door. Yeah, look out, Mabel.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound, and this is WFMU. East Orange, what was all that noise? That was J.L. Crockett, the last thing we heard, with Lookout Mabel. He was the winner of our Jimmy Reed Soundalike contest, not sounding much like Jimmy Reed on that one. Counting back from the tail to the nose, Jackie Fothery with First Man on Mars, Jimmy McCracklin with Get Tough, the Del Royals with Break Jake, and we opened up with Big Danny Oliver and Sapphire.
Brad, Den's here.
Yeah, Denois.
Yes.
Where should we begin in the news today? You have any...
Nothing pressing. You seem to have some things clipped out there.
Yeah, I got the whole...
I stopped buying the paper. It just got too much. I was buying it every day, you know, the subway to work, paper and overload.
Yeah, it's all... There's nothing too... I mean,
It can really be too much sometimes.
Oh, we got some news here. Good news for all you... Everybody got into the rockabilly revival craze about 7 or 8 years ago and had Love This Cat tattooed on their arm.
Did I tell you about that? I thought I kept that a
secret. Laser removes tattoos. A team of specialists at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston reports successful use of powerful laser light to eliminate tattoos. Using a ruby laser, the team cleared 25 tattoos from 13 patients. So all you girls with, you know, Property of Satan slaves on your butt and Harley tattoos on your chest... The treatment, according to Dr. Chuck Taylor in the hospital's Wellman Photo Authority Laboratory, is effective, non-destructive, and almost painless, as opposed to the tattoos themselves. The powerful bursts of red light from the laser are absorbed by the skin cells that contain the tattoo's pigment. After the treatment, a small wound is left, which usually heals without a scar. Has no effect on the red pigments in the tattoos, unfortunately.
Uh-huh, so Doc's out of luck for his cup of soup that he has on his arm.
Yeah, his cup abortion. Well, remember last week we were talking about the cops are gearing up for with their new riot procedures this summer.
Well, it's better that they at least, like, give them an inkling of what they're supposed to do rather than just throw them in there and tell them
better ways to break heads.
You know?
Well, it's going to get bloody pretty soon. Police arrested 13 squatters protesting the scheduled demolition of a squat building on East 8th Street. They accused one of kicking a policeman and shattering the windshield of a police vehicle. This is 319 East 8th Street. There's a lot of squatters living in this particular building.
There's a lot of action going on in that block, actually.
They knocked one down.
Right.
This is right around the corner from the Christadora house. And there are people living in these squat buildings. They got no place else to go, and they're fixing these places up, and they're throwing them out on the street. And first hot day, all hell's going to break loose where we live, folks. So
big fun.
Next riot, I would recommend, in Korea, when these kids, they go out and riot, they wear helmets and bring their own clubs. They got the whole thing down. I think we should start thinking about riot procedures from our end of the matter. Anyway, for you sushi eaters out there, the early doc catches the worm. You want to do this one, Denwa?
Yeah, sure. Is this about the fish that the sushi fish that kills?
No.
Okay, this is a good one. Okay, Boston Queens doctors... Queens? It's Dateline Boston. Queens doctors... removed a young man's appendix. Removing a young man's appendix, were surprised when, when the real cause of his pain wriggled into view. A 2-inch red worm he had eaten with homemade sushi. Don't make it at home, guys. He looked like anybody else with appendicitis, recalled the surgeon James Turner, blah, blah, Flushing, New York. I operated, and much to my chagrin, the appendix was normal. I was ready to close the abdomen, and I see this thing, and it's moving. I said, wait a minute. I'll be damned. It's a worm.
Yuck.
The patient later remembered eating raw fish the night before at a friend's home in New York City. In today's New England Journal of Medicine, doctors identified the culprit as a larval nematode known as... Estronoglides.
I was going to name my worm that.
The adult form is a parasite of fish-eating birds, while the larvae are found in the flesh of fish and in your appendix if you eat homemade sushi.
Watch it, folks. Yeah. We're eating that homemade sushi.
But did you heard about the fish that they eat in Japan? It's a delicacy. I think it might be blowfish.
Yeah, it's poisonous if you get the venom.
Yeah, if it's
been serving it in a lot of restaurants in New York. A couple got busted for it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, if it's not properly prepared, it'll kill you. And apparently 100 people in Japan die a year of this.
Yeah, but what they don't tell you is 100 people in America die of Twinkies every year. Those things, if you leave a Twinkie out for like a year, it still stays fresh. It's like...
Really?
There's no organic material in it. It's just a bunch of chemicals.
Ooh.
That thing could grow in your stomach into something nasty.
Actually, apparently, this friend of mine worked in a Wonder Bread factory, and they actually, this was years ago, I don't know if it's still the case, but probably considering the consistency of Wonder Bread, they put plastic in the bread.
I'll bet. Gives it that nice,
spongy,
builds bodies in 12 ways. Right.
Did you ever take a whole loaf and just, mash it into a ball? That's always fun.
Let's go through their announcements one time. The Sun Rhythm section featuring the great Sonny Burgess is at the Lone Star Roadhouse tonight. That's up on West 52nd Street. Ruth Brown, Monday night over at the Lone Star Roadhouse. Robert Lockwood Jr., that's next week at the Village Gate, next Friday and Saturday. Maureen Tucker, monster drummer from the Velvet Underground at Maxwell's tonight. Roscoe and the Del Lords over at Livingston College. I have no idea what time that is. There's fireworks tonight over by the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, 8:45.
And let's do Soul Caboose. We haven't done that in ages. Got a lot of requests for it. What do you say?
Yes.
Brought to you, as always, by J&H
so
Productions.
So dance good, around.
And those good folks at King Kong Hair Straightener. We'll kick it off with Bobby Moore and his Rhythm Aces.
Hey, let's do it the way we do it. Very easy to learn. off your feet. You'll heap the beat. Go ahead and burn.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white suits. Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week. So think about it, friends. All my white friends, my chalk people, I call them, and my blackies. So remember, keep it cool, you know, and keep it down.
Oh, sookie, sookie now. Hey! Come on, babe. Hey, there, sookie. Like the label industry to get with J&H Production as for its contracts pertaining to Cincinnati beginning the tour and show that he will go on for the label industry. J&H Production will sign a contract with the label industry pertaining to shows city to city that will be given under him and the label industry. I hope the label industry can contact J&H Productions back from the listing that he has on the paper pertaining to these contracts between the label company and J&H Productions. Like for a response to a J&H Productions pertaining to these shows that we'll be giving inside and outside as far as the Coliseums that he gave you a picture of on the paper. J&H Productions will give the label a percentage of J&H Productions, or a percent of the gate, either one, because J&H Productions is getting ready to do shows, and J&H Productions would like to hook up with the label industry pertaining to shows. I would look from the label industry a response pertaining to these shows that J&H Production is going to give. And J&H Production will begin the shows under the label that contacts him pertaining to these cities and stars and the label and the filming and everything pertaining to shows under the label that he is getting ready to go under for these shows.
I long from night to night to find me. Thank you. 2 weeks to break these chains to find me. I need no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. For one command, I stand and wait now. No, no, no. From one whose mouth is of mine. Wait now. I can't escape, boy, it's too late now. Don't let me be a prisoner. What's the good of mine caring for someone who's sharing the song, but not with me? Oh, she has another, and I can't have another, for I'm not. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. No, no, no. I put my knees to her eyes, creeping. My very life, my life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. You made me a prisoner. You made me love you. Said the night time was the right time to be with the one you love. You made me a blind man. And I can see, baby. You said you love nobody. No, no. And that included me. You got
to hug me, kiss me, and never, never, never let me go. My face is wet, so wet with sweat. The way I love you, do you know you never will forget? My face is wet. My face is wet. My face is wet. My face is wet. Baby, darling, baby. The devil's workshop. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Never know how much I love you. Never know just how much I care. When you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yeah, this is the Hound, and that's our Soul Caboose section of the show. For those of you who woke up too late for Soul Train. And when that last thing, that was number 155413 and his famous flames with Prisoner of Love, the live version.
JB.
They reprised it about six times on that album. Counting back, we heard the Falcons with You're So Fine, the King Floyd with Groove Me, the Icats answering the musical question, One Hump or Two with Camel Walk. And we open up with Bobby Moore and his Rhythm Aces with Go Ahead and Boing. And this is WFMU East Orange. Hit that right on the nose, that legal ID. Want to hear me do the meter readings? No? Okay, back to the news.
The news.
You asked for it. Give us 22 minutes. We'll give you the business.
What do you got there, Ham?
This is true, folks. Any minute, the Earth is about to be hit by a giant asteroid. And this asteroid has been given the name 1989 FC.
and is zooming towards the Earth as we speak with a force of 20,000 one megaton hydrogen bombs. So it may not be a hound show next week. You see it coming, duck.
Yeah, there, it's possible. If it hits the ocean, it'll be like 100 yard tidal waves.
And if which, it hits a landmass.
Yeah, what, a canyon a mile deep and 5 to 10 miles wide?
Striking land, it would dig a crater a mile deep and 5 to 10 miles across. There goes the neighborhood. But it, there's a an editorial in yesterday's Daily News by George F. Will saying that if this catastrophe happens, it would be construed as it would be positive evidence that a caring God exists and he's not amused.
So if you see it coming, thank God.
Yes.
The horror will be over soon.
The smell, the darkness.
The hideousness of it all.
Hair-raising scheme, a bald man's best friend is a mouse.
I'm sorry? Could you repeat that?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
A hair-raising scheme. A bald man's best friend is a mouse.
Okay.
That's it. That's the whole story. Now, investigative dermatologists on the prowl for a baldness cure said their ability to grow mouse whiskers in a jar may hold the key to chrome on your dome. I mean, cat's whiskers in a jar.
Uh-huh.
Pretty mind-boggling. The knack for sprouting test tube mouse whiskers, and there's probably a few lawsuits over this, too, can help scientists solve the mystery of hair growth because they will no longer have to wait around to see the effects of various drugs on whatever animal being used to test is. And they're trying to market this anti-baldness drug called Rogaine.
Good.
Boole said the tests with the mouse whiskers helped them determine that minoxidil, the active ingredient in Rogaine, will directly affect hair follicles in ways that are not yet fully understood.
Does that mean we'll never get to see those guys who grow their hair really long and, like, comb it all forward?
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Kind of a drag. Here's a quote from the scientist here. Our experiments do not negate the blood flow hypotheses, but they do demonstrate that the drug directly enhances growth and maturation of cells that form hair shafts. I told you it was a slow news week. Oh, let's...
Well, it's a lot of good medical news. How about that Chinese cucumber root, huh?
Chinese cucumber root. I don't think I heard that.
You didn't hear about that?
No.
Oh, this is like the big, it could be like free love summer next summer if this
oh,
works.
Oh, is this an AIDS cure?
Yeah, yeah.
Yahoo.
Apparently very successful. They've rushed it through the FDA and they're beginning testing on humans.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
They're pretty...
We can go back to having sex.
Seems pretty good.
Something not to be depressed about? That's
really? It could turn things around, you know?
That's astounding. Well, that's good news. Okay, I have nothing left to say.
How about the Floyd here?
It's going to be a big summer for rock, folks, and I know you're all excited because The Who is touring.
The Who.
Did you see that The Who lineup, though?
Who's playing drums?
Simon Phillips is playing drums.
From what?
I don't know who he is. Hey Nick. Who's
Simon.
No, Nick doesn't. He only knows folk music.
Must be like Duran Duran or something?
Yeah, I don't know. He's one of these state of the art drumbos, and Peter Townsend is playing only acoustic guitar off to the side because he's afraid. These guys really need money. You try running one of those big castles in England for a few years and get divorced two or three times. I mean, the water nymphs alone.
Well,
no, runs
like
into a lot of money.
500 electric bass guitar collection. That's the upkeep on that.
Well,
how many guitars does he have? Anyway?
I don't know exactly how many he has, but he did single-handedly drive the price of vintage pre-CBS Telecasters way up because last time The Who toured, he bought hundreds and hundreds of them.
Really?
Yeah, but he's selling them all now because he's got a bad divorce. They need money.
Huh.
So they're touring. They got like three background singers, a sax player, a new lead guitar player. They're gonna play Tommy at Radio City for $1,000 a seat.
$1,000
a
seat? No way.
And they haven't made a good record since 1967, I can see for miles.
Well, they're calling the tour The Kids Are All Right, which they...
The Grandkids Are All Right.
Which was a name of the album 10 years ago.
And a single 25 years ago. And Pink... And to think you can get away from this, don't try going to Moscow, because Pink Floyd will be playing at Moscow's Olympic Stadium in June. They're bringing 300 tons of equipment. And that's just for the guitar player. I bet Roscoe's jealous on that one. 300 tons.
I think the Fender Twins with JBLs are opening for them, and they'll just use the same equipment.
Yeah, I bet. I have to see Frank with the gong. Have a good time with that. Anyway,
we
got some records queued up. We can play one of those, so we can sit here and jaw. Let's sit here and jaw.
Okay. Now let's play some records, and
Let's put Nick's phone call on the air.
That's a really good idea. Nick's off the phone. Oh, he'll get on now for us.
Okay. Never mind. He's waiting for us. All right, we got one queued up. Little Junior Parker. Hey, Little Junior. A one and a two and a barefoot rock. Thank you.
I've been walking all night down the railroad track, wondering if my baby was coming back. Howling like a monkey in a coconut tree. So shook up, I got to heave it to. My head going around like a spinning top. I want to sit down, but I just can't stop. When I get home, I'm gonna pull off my shoes, get on the floor, and dance away my blues. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. I'm gonna dance away all my blues. Hollin' like a tomcat sitting on the fence, calling for my baby high and low, searching for the girl cause I love her so. Looking at the moon up in the sky, thinking about the girl and I almost cried. Get home, I'm gonna pull off my shoes, get on the floor, and dance away my blues. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. Do the barefoot rock. I'm gonna dance away all my blues.
Until 5 days ago, when he was stricken with a disease that affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday!
Jay Cook has Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease.
See big beefy Bob Kebab slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup. Drill his big bun daddy matches wits with Flaming Frank and a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout.
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Shall we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot.
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action!
Please help.
I walk.
stations weren't sure if they wanted to run the ads. Edgy? Perhaps. But this Saturday night, the party of the year is at Seattle International Raceway in Kent, because SIR is throwing its second annual night drag opener at Stockside. You know what that means. All ladies, every last one of them are going to be admitted free. And in between the fuelers, funnies, and wheel standards, you'll be able to hook it to Northwest Rock Band right in that trick traction compound. Lashes with 10,000 gals and 5,000 guys. If that sound like any fun and the racing, well, it's got to be out of sight. The Fuel Rackster Showdown. Jerry Roos against Irvin Peterson. Funny car, just the best in the world. Ed McCullough against his arch rival Kenny Gadea. And until you've seen the wheel standards side by side at night, you haven't seen anything. Wild Bill Shrewsbury and Richard Schroeder three times. Loser leave the stake. Add in the Northwest Street Rod Championship. You got more than anybody can add. Saturday night, this Saturday night, 1974 Night Drag Opener at Boxman at SIR.
Thank you. I let her know that I'm a loving man. I let her know that I'm a loving man. That lover loved all for me. That baby wouldn't let me. That baby took me by the hand. That lover made me. That lover hollered, no, no, no. That baby wouldn't let me go. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, I'm a hot rod beat past the car. Driving booze and carrying arms. Big sports coats and a lot of things.
Even that two-room wedding ring. Even down the way, that lover loved all for me. That baby would let me go. Oh, that lover took me by the hand. That lover made me come. That lover I know, no, no. That baby would let me go. Oh, yeah. Even down to a wedding ring. That lover loved all for me. That baby wouldn't let me go. That baby wouldn't let me go. That lover hollered, no, no. That baby wouldn't let me be. That baby wouldn't set me free. That woman hollered, no, no, no. Baby, won't you let me go? Baby, won't you hold my hand?
I wanna be loving you. ain't mad at you. Don't be mad with me. I'm in love with you. Well, I want you to love with me, 'cause I love you better than I do myself. Yes, I love you better than I do myself. Please don't leave me and find nobody else.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
That's right. It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. That was Lionel Hampton Orchestra with Wynonie Harris and Illinois Jacquette and Wynonie's Blues. Counting backwards, Carl Perkins with Her Love Rubbed Off, Joe and Ann with G-Baby. That's Huey Smith and the Clowns are on that one. Andy and the Manhattans with Double Mirror Wraparound Shades. Send that one to Den, who's got the flip-up jobs. And we open up with Little Junior Parker and the Barefoot Rock. I like those guys with double negative names. Little Junior.
Little Junior.
You got some mic there.
Double negative?
Yeah, Little and Junior, you know, like... I don't know. What do you want me to say?
English class.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, you got a good story there, right?
Yeah, I got this
couple
one about
good ones,
the,
actually.
The Iraqis and the Egyptians and their little jet. Iraq invited Egypt to fly one of its new Alpha fighter bombers to Baghdad for an air show last week and shot the plane down when it tried to land. Sneaky, sneaky. Intelligence, so to speak, reports indicate that Egyptian jet was downed by a shoulder-launched missile, just like the one that blew up the gas station in D.C.
These heat-seeking missiles,
yep.
Gotta love them.
Apparently fired by an Iraqi soldier who hadn't been told the plane was a guest. Two Egyptian flyers ejected safely, according to the reports. The missile probably was built by the Soviet Union and homes in on heat from the plane's engines and explodes on impact. What a bunch of kooks.
It was apparently the same kind of deal where they fired on the American ship.
Right, one of the same missiles slammed into the USS Stark, killing 37 soldiers aboard the frigate.
They thought it was an Iranian ship or something? Or Libyan or something.
Egypt, which is trying to build up its arms industry, purchased the Alpha kits. They come in kit form for
right.
All you handymen.
Get some for
from
the
France
riots this
and
summer.
Assembled the fighter bombers in its aircraft plant in Helwan. Jane's All Around the World's Aircraft reports that Egypt ordered 45 Alphas from France. And they've been flying these things since 1982. The 77,000-pound jet has a top speed of 600 miles per hour, can be armed with guns, rockets, bombs, and a Mr. Microphone.
Guns
for
and
all you,
rockets?
Yeah.
Is that a band?
Yeah. can be fitted out with Axl Rose guys.
Hey, how about that sensitive new Guns N' Roses song where he whistles in the beginning?
I like the guitar solo. It's like some kid's first guitar lesson. Oh, that kooky. You never see him and Bon Jovi in the same place together. I think it might be the same guy.
I think it's possible,
Bon
yeah.
Bon Jovi didn't want his mom and dad to know.
He's working some stuff out, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you got that James Brown story? Or what do
you got it right here. Why don't you... Field that
from the James Brown, Mr. Please, Please, Please Let Me Cop a Plea Desk. Soul singer James Brown got a furlough from his cell for a command performance which embarrassed the authorities yesterday. Seems a South Carolina circuit judge wanted to impress his pals, and he's actually officially retired, but he serves as a special judge. He's known as, it says here in the paper, a zany character, a folksy storyteller, and a lover of barbecue. Somebody asked if I could get him, meaning James Brown, up here to get his autograph. He said he'd try. So he had James Brown taken up from the jail to go out and sign autographs. And his autograph for the judge was on a one of those $100 bills with his name, his face on it. You ever see, he gives those out. You know, says, and it said, "From James Brown, God bless." And that made page two of the paper.
And deservedly so,
yes.
I think, you know.
And
I got one here, Han, you'll like, I think.
Okay.
If we have time. We have time, right?
We have plenty of time.
Blinded by Lust. John's stroll in right past Raiders. in the working girls of the new fashion dating service, if the working girls of the new fashion dating service in Jamaica, Queens need an advertisement, it might be this. Not even the flashing light on a raiding vehicle kept customers from piling into the pleasure palace. But then the light was red. Ha ha ha. In groups of two or three, the patrons kept knocking on the peephole door during the raid on the basement body house on 164th Street Wednesday night. Allowed in by a district attorney's investigator, the patrons were waltzed past the five bedrooms to the office where they were asked to identify themselves and were informed that the girls had been pinched. This place was so busy that some of the Johns entered even with one of my marked cars standing in front, said D.A. John Santucci. His spokesman, Richard Piperno.
Don't try pronouncing cops' names.
Said, Richard, Italian name, said the car was specifically parked there to discourage any more Johns from coming in, but it made no difference. More than one John expressed amazement and offered an explanation. The explanations ranged from, I'm at the wrong address, to, doesn't the Flushing bus pass here?
Yep. Anyway, you know what that is.
Oh, the vibe.
The vibe report is here.
Perfect timing in the Bordello report.
You there, Sco? Whole vibe. Why isn't he there?
Looking for the address of the...
He should be there.
Roscoe.
Did somebody hoodoo the phone? Roscoe? Hello? I hate when this happens. What do you think there, Nick? Yeah, no, we're in mono. Hello? We got a nothing coming in there. You hear anything? I hear feedback.
Feedback.
Oh, so what do we do? Oh, Nick's got... Try this. Hello?
What? Yeah, right. With your headphones on.
I'm getting a busy signal on that thing when I pick
it
up.
Better
have him call back. Yeah, well, maybe he'll call back. I don't know.
Huh.
That last guy hoodooed the phone with his little live record review, I think, maybe.
Well, let me finish this here because it's kind of good here. Anyway, the Johns were held briefly and released. Not so fortunate was the alleged madam, Alba Gill, and the five faded flowers between the ages of 22 and 31.
Faded flowers?
Faded flowers. When the raiders sprung about 7 p.m., the women and their dates were in the wood-paneled bedrooms, suitably unattired. The going rate included, you'll be interested in this, the going rate including $1 for the mandatory condom was $21, which accounted for the brisk trade.
Yikes.
A knock on the door and...
Listen, you get what you pay for.
A knock on the door and so-and-so sent me would gain entrance. As one prober...
Yeah, nice use of verbs.
Said, yeah, this is good. The girls didn't care who sent them. The girls were demure in bathing suits or shorts and tops to greet their dates. Four were from South America, one homegrown. They traveled frequently and had last performed in Corona. Doesn't the Flushing bus pass here?
What was the name of the place?
New Fashion Dating Service.
Yep.
There you go, $21 and a dollar for a
So where's our vibe
rubber
report?
Thing.
This foam.
Maybe if you play the vibes, it'll bring it in.
I'm gonna send out a.
It's not working.
No. Well, should we just go right into our vom and forget about it?
I guess so. Roscoe.
Maybe you know what happened. I bet somebody picked up the phone in the other room and completely sent it out to lunch. Don't you guys love hearing this out there?
Play it. Yeah, go into the vom and Roscoe will call.
Yeah, as soon as we start playing a record, then he'll call.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the worst possible moment might be. If I go to the bathroom, he'll call. All right, I'm going to go on our... We haven't done a real vom in a while, so kick it off in our real vom fashion with the Stooges, of course.
Thank you. Hello. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it?